Chapter 25. Emergencies. All drivers sooner or later find themselves in an emergency situation. Be careful and be aware of situations that could cause you driving problems. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. Vehicle emergencies. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule in the vehicle's owner's manual. Brake failure. If your brakes stop working, pump the brake pedal several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to allow you to stop. If that does not work, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle slowly or slowly press the emergency brake pedal so you will not lock the rear's wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle does start to skid. If that does not work, start shifting to lower gears and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the car is off the roadway. Do not drive the vehicle without brakes. Blowouts. If a tire suddenly goes flat, hold the steering wheel tightly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow gradually. Take your foot off the gas pedal and use the brakes lightly. Do not stop on the road if at all possible. Pull off the road in a safe place. Engine failure. If the engine dies while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering may be difficult to turn, but you can turn it. Pull off the roadway. The brakes will still work, but you may have to push very hard on the brake pedal. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, try the headlight switch a few times. If that does not work, put on the emergency flashers, turn signals, or fog lights, if you have them. Pull off the road as soon as possible. Faulty accelerator. The motor keeps running faster and faster. Keep your eyes on the road. Quickly shift to neutral. Pull off the road when safe to do so. Turn off the engine. Avoiding collisions. When it looks as if a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases they do act, but do something that does not help to reduce the chance of the collision. There is something you can do to avoid the crash, or reduce the results of the crash. In avoiding a collision, drivers have three options: stop, turn, and speed up. Stopping. Many newer vehicles have ABS, anti-lock braking system. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The ABS system will allow you to stop without skidding, if you need to stop quickly. With ABS, if you have an anti-lock braking system and you need to stop quickly, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS system will only work with the brake pedal pushed down. Without ABS, if you must stop quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, you can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. Apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking the brake. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Quickly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Turning. In most cases, a driver can turn the vehicle quicker than it can be stopped. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you grip the steering wheel with both hands. The best way to grip the steering wheel is to place your hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock positions. Once you have turned away or changed lanes to avoid danger, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. With ABS, one aspect of having ABS is you can turn your vehicle while braking without skidding. This is helpful for turning, stopping, or slowing down. Without ABS, if you do not have ABS, use a different procedure to turn quickly. Step on the brake pedal, then let up and turn the steering wheel. Braking will somewhat slow the vehicle by putting more weight on the front tires for a quicker turn. Do not lock up the front wheels when braking or when turning so sharp that the vehicle can only plow ahead. Generally, it is better to run off the road than crash head-on into another vehicle. Accelerating. Sometimes it is best or in some cases necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. You may want to accelerate when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind. Another case in which you might need to accelerate would be when there is space in front of you to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Skids. Roads can be unsafe even under normal conditions, but even more dangerous when covered with water, snow, or ice. Driving at a high speed increases the possibility of a skid if you turn or stop suddenly. Skids, black marks on pavement, are caused when tires can no longer grip the road. You cannot control a vehicle when it is skidding. Vast majority of skids are caused by drivers traveling too fast for conditions. If your vehicle begins to skid, stay off the brake. Your brakes will not work until the vehicle slow down. Your vehicle could skid more if you hit your brakes. Steer. Turn the steering wheel in the direction you want the vehicle to go. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the steering wheel back the other way. If you fail to turn the wheel back the other way, your vehicle may swing around in the other direction and start a new skid. Continue to steer. Continue to correct your steering, left and right, until you gain control of the vehicle. Protect yourself. You may not be able to avoid a collision. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. If nothing works, try to lessen any injuries that could result from the crash. The most important thing you can do is use your lap and shoulder belts. Other than your safety belts, there are a couple of other evasive measures to help prevent more serious injuries. Rear impact. If your vehicle is hit from the rear, your body will be thrown toward the rear of your vehicle. Press yourself against the back of your seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply your brakes to stop from being pushed into another vehicle. Side impact. If your vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown toward the side that is hit. Your lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent your vehicle from hitting another object. Front impact. If your vehicle is about to be hit from the front, it is important to try to have a glancing blow rather than being struck head-on. This means that if a collision is going to happen, try to turn the vehicle. At worst, you hit with a glancing blow. If your vehicle has an airbag, it will inflate. It will also deflate after the crash, so be ready to prevent your vehicle from hitting another object. You must wear your lap and shoulder belts to keep you behind the wheel, and to protect you if your vehicle has a second crash. Traffic crashes. Do not stop at a crash unless you are involved or emergency help has not arrived. Focus on your driving and keep moving. Watch for people in or near the road. Do not drive to the scene of an accident, fire, or other disaster. Your vehicle could block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks, and other rescue vehicles. No matter how well you drive, there may be a time when you are involved in a crash. If you are involved in a crash, you must stop. In case you are involved in a crash with a parked vehicle, you must try to locate the owner. Any person injured, killed, or has property damage exceeding $1,000, a driver must notify police immediately. A driver cannot leave the scene of a crash with injury or death until police has talked with the driver and collected all information they need about the crash. You may want to carry a basic emergency kit with flares and a first aid kit in your vehicle. Arkansas law requires that if you are involved in a traffic crash, you should move the vehicle from the roadway so it doesn't block traffic. Crash scenes. Stop your vehicle at or near the accident site. Move it off the road, if possible, so it does not block traffic. Do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. You could be struck by another vehicle. Turn off the ignition of wrecked vehicles. Do not smoke near a wrecked vehicle. Fuel could have spilled and you could cause a fire. If there are electrical wires down, do not go near the wires. Make sure other traffic will not be involved in the crash. Use flares or other warning devices to alert traffic of the accident, but again, be aware of any spilled fuel or fuel leaks. Assisting the injured. Help anyone who cannot move or anyone unconscious. Check for breathing, and then check for bleeding. Call for help. Make sure police are notified with a precise location of the crash scene and provide the dispatchers any warnings such as gas spills, fire or downed electric lines. Follow up with the same information given to rescue and emergency medical personnel. Do not move the injured unless they are trapped inside a burning vehicle or other immediate form of danger. If there is bleeding, supply direct pressure to the wound. Even severe bleeding can almost always be stopped or slowed by using direct pressure to a wound. Do not give the injured anything to drink, even water, until medical personnel are on the scene. To prevent an injured person from going into shock, cover the individual with a blanket or warm clothing such as a coat or jacket. Keep a record of crash information. Get the names and addresses of all the people involved in the accident and any witnesses. Make sure to get the names and addresses of any injured persons. Exchange information with other drivers involved in the crash, i.e., name, address, driver license number, insurance company, policy number if available, vehicle information such as license plate, make, model, and year of vehicle. Record any damage to the vehicles involved in the crash. Provide information to the police or other emergency officials if requested. Should the crash involve a parked car, try to find the owner. If you cannot, leave a note in a place where it can be seen with information on how the owner can reach you and the date and time of the accident. You must report the accident to the Office of Driver Services Division of the Department of Finance and Administration if there is an injury, a death, or property damage in excess of $1,000 to one person's property. Accident forms are available at Office of Driver Services offices or from most insurance agents. You must file the report within 30 days of the accident. If you are injured and unable to complete the report, someone may file on your behalf.